11-year-old John Romero jumped onto his dirt bike, heading for trouble again. A scrawny kid with thick glasses, he pedaled past the modest homes of Rockland, California, to the Round Table Pizza Parlor. He knew he wasn't supposed to be going there this summer afternoon in 1979, but he couldn't help himself. That was where the games were. Specifically, what was there was Asteroids, or, as Romero put it, the coolest game planet Earth has ever seen. There was nothing else like the feeling he got tapping the control buttons as the rocks hurled toward the triangular ship and the Jaws-style theme music blipped in suspense. Dum, 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 dum. Romero mimicked these video game sounds the way other kids did celebrities. Fun like this was worth risking everything. The crush of the meteors, the theft of the paper route money, the wrath of his stepfather. Because no matter what Romero suffered, he could always escape back into the games. At the moment, what he expected to suffer was a legendary whipping. His stepfather, John Schoonman, a former drill sergeant, had commanded Romero to steer clear of arcades. Arcades bred games. Games bred delinquents. Delinquency bred failure in school and in life. As his stepfather was fond of reminding him, his mother had enough problems trying to provide for Romero and his younger brother, Ralph, since her first husband left the family 5 years earlier. His stepfather was under stress of his own with a top-secret government job retrieving black boxes of classified information from downed U.S. spy planes across the world.
"Hey, little man,"
he had said just a few days before.
"Consider yourself warned."
Romero did heed the warning.
Sort of.
He usually played games at Timothy's, a little pizza joint in town. This time, he and his friends headed into a less traveled spot, the Round Table. He still had his initials, AJR for his full name, Alfonso John Romero, next to the high score here, just like he did on all the Asteroids machines in town. He didn't have only the number one score. He owned the entire top 10.
"Watch this," Romero told his friends as he slipped in the quarter and started to play.
The action didn't last long. As he was about to complete a round, he felt a heavy palm grip his shoulder. "What the fuck, dude?" he said, assuming one of his friends was trying to spoil his game. Then his face smashed into the machine. Romero's stepfather dragged him past his friends to his pickup truck, throwing the dirt bike in the back. Romero had done a poor job of hiding his bike, and his stepfather had seen it while driving home from work.
"You really screwed up this time, little man," his stepfather said.
He led Romero into the house, where Romero's mother and his visiting grandmother stood in the kitchen.
"Johnny was at the arcade again," his stepfather said.
"You know what that's like?
That's like telling your mother, fuck you."
He beat Romero until the boy had a fat lip and a black eye. Romero was grounded for 2 weeks. The next day, he snuck back to the arcade.